I consider it treason. If you have time to converse, converse about the principles of the text that we have here available. The one central text, or if you are want more advanced training, get into that. But I don't want to hear one thing about anything being done except by a trusted revolutionary. And I wouldn't refer to mine if I had not become first a trusted revolutionary. I have proven my revolutionary discipline. I live it. I practice what I preach. I don't only preach Marxism. I live it every day. I'm not indulging myself taking any pleasures. I'm not taking one thing from this group and giving everything I can manage to give in this frame. So for that reason only, we will refer to me, and I would demolish that if I didn't first have a Marxist frame of reference and a definite Marxist practice. It would be dangerous. But being that I've established for nearly 30 years my communist theory and practice, being that I have proven that I am a communist, then I can afford to allow that to work for our health and in some instances the transition until you can get out of superstition and credulity. But you don't want to abolish it. It's a realm that I wandered into for revolutionary purposes and found does exist. But I started as an atheist, not believing in anything, and I started it all to bring the masses to enlightenment. Because the labor movement would not have me. There was no place to find a platform to present communism. So I went in the church and I invaded it. And I prayed when I didn't believe in nothing. And I acted religion when I didn't believe in anything to get to the heart of the masses. But don't ever believe I believe one goddamn bit of the bullshit. I never have believed it, and I never will. And anyone that ever heard one of my sermons knew it. I'd heal them, take them out of a wheelchair, and do all these extraordinary things, and denounce the whole business in the next breath. It's a wonder we kept as many healings as we did. Because I'd tear up every goddamn thing I did. Tell you not to believe in anything. I knocked God in every service, said there was no meaning to the universe, it was all disorder and chaos. If there was anybody up there ruling anything, it had to be a demon. With 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry and people having to go through death, sickness, and disease. It's amazing I kept you as well as I did. That's why I know there's a faculty to me. But I'm not going to get carried away with it. As long as I can see people being saved and children are sent in with some prospect of cancer, come back with nothing. When I can see a young girl... looks very conclusive like she has cancer, like our Asiatic sister, and none. And I can see Rose Peterson that had it, and the doctor getting ready to do the work, and he says, I'm perplexed. And there she sits tonight. So as long as I can do that, I will credit it to Marxism and Leninism. I will credit to some phase of material advancement of science that we don't understand. But I didn't get it from no fucking book. And I never read no son of a bitch that was in religion that wasn't a deceiver and always manipulating the masses, often orchestrated by the capitalists themselves. Amy Semple McPherson, one of the greatest deceivers that ever came on human history. She used to put on all these great parades and started Pentecostalism and made it a mass movement. And the bitch set up, when she wanted to go out and have a fuck, she set up like she was kidnapped. And caused 3 people to be killed, running into the goddamn water trying to save her, and one young woman committed suicide because she wanted to slip off in the four square religion, the Assemblies of God that came out of it. She went off to get a fuck and was down in Mexico in Baja California for a month trying to deceive everybody that she was kidnapped. And the bitch then sent a goddamn note. And had the whole thing set up, and people working with her, police working with her, press working with her. It was a disgusting mess. One policeman, though, couldn't buy it when they found her over in Arizona, and she was supposed to have wandered 100 miles and didn't even have a sunburn. Over the desert, she got away from her attackers. And so one roving reporter then went to investigate, and he found out that she had been with the head of a radio station, the gospel radio station that she founded in Los Angeles in the Four Square Temple. He found that she was shacked up for 1 month with this man down in Baja, California, and had all the proof. But no paper would print it. Not during the time, nobody. In fact, she was to be prosecuted for defrauding the people, for giving a false police report, for all kinds of other criminal things, which led to three people drowning and one committing suicide. And William Randolph Hearst stopped the process of justice, stopped the district attorney, intervened with justice, because they had used Amy Semple McPherson all over the land to stop labor unrest. Every time strikes were about to break, Amy would go and preach the good old gospel and get the people worked up in a frenzy, and the strike would be broken. God damn those motherfuckers. I hate them. And all the other occult fools and metaphysicians and parapsychologists along with them. It's just a new name for the same fucking deception. Anybody have any question? Anybody have any question about what I believe? Ask me. Ask me. Because don't fuck around now no more. Don't go around mouthing off about stars. Don't talk about your intuition or your dreams or your impressions or your healing energy in your finger. If you've got any question, you better speak to me now so we'll get the place cleared, because next time I hear it, you'll be in learning. Wiping their ass. Because we'll make a new work for you. Because learning is an honored place. And you who teach religion are really destroying all we have bled and died for. Quiet, isn't it? Oh, how much people love to get back to religion. Come on. They love to get back to it. I guess it's nice to believe you got a rocking chair up there when you get through, but there ain't no rocking chair. And some of your asses work a little better in the field if you realize that whatever we build of houses, we're going to have to find from this clay, from this dirt, find from this soil, because Jehovah ain't going to come, and Islam or Muhammad and whatever it means, obedience to the will of God, none of these other fucking lies. Nobody going to come, the Bhagavad Gita or Buddha or none of the other pukes. No, no, no. Santa Claus with his little red nose and his milky buttermilk eyes. None of these other fucking preachers that look like they've been stall-fed and wimps. Nobody. None of them. They're all deceivers. All motherfuckers. And I'd like to kill every prick I could get my hand on. Somebody said, had you meditated, to one of our new people, don't you talk about meditated. Have you said your gratitudes? That's what you're supposed to do. You get it in your mind. There ain't nothing you need to do meditating or any kind of praying. You just get this law in your mind. The reason a whole lot of things works is because you believe in it. So work it and believe it. There's another dimension to it. So the absolute fact I can do things when you don't believe or when you do believe. But it helps when you have it in your mind as a center being. But if you get into religion without Marxism, you're going to get into narcissism and all the worst deviation that can possibly be. Somebody got a piece of Kleenex? I steam up my goddamn glasses when I get on this subject. Can't see through them because I hate religion. You read your history. From John Wesley, I don't give a fuck which one you want to name. You name them. Chapman, Billy Sunday, Reverend Ike, Oral Roberts, every goddamn one of them were funded and used to quell labor unrest. And every motherfucking one of them always preached pro-capitalism. Every blessed bastard, if he's an occult, a metaphysician, astrologer, you ever fucking breath, he'll preach. And that's why they're prospering in the States until the people rise and cut their throat or the bomb melts them. That's why they get their money, and that's why they come after me with all the good I've done, because I'm the only one ever come along preached socialism. Oh, they preach some kind of utopian goddamn scheme that this is kind of what heaven on earth will be, a Father Divine shit. I'm not talking about that. I preach a scientific socialism. There's a difference between utopianism. There's a difference between idealism and materialism, as according to Marx and Lenin. It's different. wonderful to talk about peace and cooperativism when a leader of all these missions from every one of these communal groups have lived higher than the people. I do not live higher than the people. Where you see it, you point it out, and I'll do it if it means, I'll change it if it means my death. I mean that. Any questions on the subject? Because we got onto it by two or three people by accident. Some not knowing, and some knowing. How many know there's no God? It's tried to destroy me that got dear Lily White, Amy Semple McPherson, out of her trouble. And she was such a fraud and a sham that she finally committed suicide. She couldn't stand her own conscience. I dropped some papers on around the children. She couldn't stand her own goddamn conscience. And in her middle years, after a great campaign in Oakland, all of her money, all of her opulence, all of her success, it didn't satisfy, because the bitch knew she was a liar, fraud. I'm sure that there are people who try to stand for justice that have had to take out their life for good reason, revolutionary reasons. But I mean, that bitch just ended the greatest success campaign she had in Oakland and went to her hotel and killed herself. William Randolph Hearst can't take care of an empty heart and a lonely spirit and a guilty conscience. William Randolph Hearst is the owner of the Examiner. Some of you looking around, you don't know who that is. That's who attacked us. He, now it's come out in the press, he and Murdoch of New West are the new right wing of the media. Now it's come out in all so many magazines. They are the new right. And why? The fascist. That means the new fascist movement. Naturally, they had to knock out Jim Jones. Sure, they had to talk about everything they could talk about, anything and everything, and make up all kinds of lies. But it's amazing that I can offer Ike Aaron Coulter, or whatever his goddamn miserable name is. They have set up sham healings all through the years. Oral Roberts set up sham healings and paid them and got caught and found out. In Detroit, Michigan, he told a woman by revelation to go off of her insulin. She died in 16 hours. The same process, same big media interfered with the process of justice, and he didn't go to jail. That's why. Because the power structure, and the press is one of the most evil parts of the power structure. It's the arm that comes in to try to set up the revolutionaries for killing. It whips up the masses, and the masses are so stupid, they're easily brainwashed. It whips them up, hate this man, hate him. Then the climate comes so that everybody has open season to kill him. After they get the masses turned against the man or the woman, then the machinery of the government and the state, the Internal Revenue and the CIA and the FBI can come in for the kill. And if they can't make it, if somebody's a little intelligence like I have to get around them, they try assassination. And we know what that is. They brought it right to our door here. You know that there has to be something extraordinary about us and me, or we wouldn't be here today. But it's more intelligence than paranormal. I think my way through. I don't sit back and wait for some goddamn hunch. I don't wait for some revolution in my mind in the metaphysical sense. I look to the practical senses like with the cunning of a wolf. My God, you better have all the cunning. You better be just as cunning as you can, because that enemy out there is cunning. And that's why we're here today. What, no fucking revelation? I thought I'd fall over on my face trying to convince this government to let 1,000 people in here. And I got them convinced just hours before that press came down on me. Said, did you know it was coming down? Yeah, I knew that, but the goddamn power didn't do anything to get me through those desks. I had to get beg, cry, bawl, threat, nearly everything I could think of to get you in here. Because they weren't going to let you in here. Because they were afraid of what the hell we might be, CIA or anything else. They were scared to death to let you in here. And I barely got it in here and got your asses out just in time. When they come to get after all the school teachers, the school's all gone. All the kids were gone. What the fuck you going to do? Had a school without a license? No school. come after your asses. Some of you don't know how many times they've come to your door, came to your door and came to our church with papers for some of you just after you got on the airplane. Then you talk about going back. You better remember where in the hell you are. You better remember what the hell's going on back there, because you wouldn't like to face what you're going to run into when you get back there. I tell you, son, I tell you, daughter, I did not wait on an intuition to get you here. Because intuition will give you a false sense of optimism. Because I know I can heal paralyzed people. I've done it. I know I can raise the dead. I've done it. But if you dwelt on that, you'd sure as hell never work. You'd sit on your rotten ass and say, well, I'll raise the dead. I'll just wait when the problem comes. And if I had waited on something to help me in Georgetown with all those government leaders, you would have never had your chance. Because nobody helped me. No revelation came. Except just the warning, you know, the trouble in the air. I had general year warnings, and I had a specific concern and warning. But more than that, I was always sharp. I was looking for it. I looked for the worst, and if you look for the worst, you sure as hell can handle the best. But if you don't look for the worst, you have been fucked. That's why I wake up every day expecting somebody to try to kill us. That's why I don't get to sleep. Because I'm laying there wondering who they're going to do, what they're going to do, which one of you are going to do something weird. People who avoid supervision, who try to get out of work, always conning. You think I don't look at you in a meeting? Honey, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you through 100 eyes. Now, don't ask me any more questions than that, because I won't tell you anything else. Because I have to learn not to depend upon revelation, but to depend upon thought. Because we got some people here that don't mean to do it, but they have been here for weeks, and they still haven't got the message. They still try to slip around work, which is very good for the body and the mind. They do all kinds of shit. They try to manipulate, pull, and some of you let them do it. You let them pull. You are touched by flattery. In the school, in the kitchen, and in the medical department, you're touched by flattery, and they fuck all over you. Don't pull that shit on me. I don't let nobody get to me by flattery. I can recognize that kind of forked tongue any place down the road. You leave your con artistry. I came to save the cons. They can make some of the best revolution. But don't you bring that con shit in here. We don't need it. Thank you. Now that gets down to a little matter. There's a young woman that's got something to say. I've been the President of the United States if I'd want to sell out. If I don't mind it, don't give me no shit about your problem. You don't even talk to me about your problem. Don't give me no shit. Don't you walk down the wrong path. I warned you. You walk, and you might be carried. And I'm not talking to anybody I've counseled today, so don't take that person. I'm talking about some of you people that think you con me. Sweet talk. You'll walk fast when you go by me. Shit, you fools. You don't know me. You don't know me. You underestimate this old fox, because when a guy's reached a point where he knows that he is all is predicated upon principle, and he doesn't depend upon anybody, doesn't have faith in people, but principle, don't have faith in anybody loving him any more than they can use him, you got a dangerous but a most effective leader who will look after you. You can know when I take care of you, I'm not getting a fucking thing out of it. Because I know that people won't do one goddamn thing for me any further than I can serve them. And that makes me very, very dependable. If I get old, I wouldn't be wanted. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. Nothing bothers me anymore. You can name anything you want to do, it doesn't bother me. And that's what makes me exceedingly wise. Because I'm always looking for angles. And you can't get around them. And your little cliques and nests that try to usurp and plot, watch it. You just don't know who's got their eye on you. Any question about that? I always give you plenty of warning. Just watch it. So I'm going to go back and I'll do this. Fuck that. I don't want to hear no more of it. I've been through all that. We let folk take a walk. And we regretted it. They go up and down streets until they're going to die. They're going to keep on till they die. And some of them already have. They've already been laid up in hospitals and they learn hard. But don't give me no more shit about I will be good. In the first place, you don't know what the fuck you will do when they slam you. We saw a man up here give an honest example. When they slam you up with some kind of charge and it's you or us. The best, probably, which is probably accurate, Tim Stone was praising me on the front pages of the paper on the 1st of October. I was a good man, a great man, most wonderful man. He esteemed me more than any man ever was on earth. 30 days later, I'm on an eyeball-to-eyeball course with the man. Now, what made the difference? Money. He's having to borrow money. We studied that. They're paying him damn little. What have they hung over his head? They got something. Then you say, oh, I didn't do nothing. He didn't either. But they got something. They can make up something. And they hung it over his head and said, now, Stone, you do this for us all. And if you don't, you go to jail. And he, the little white ass, was so important to him, he now risked trying to kill us all. Because I made it clear to him. I said, before I'll give you what you want, I'll die. And that child will not be yours. That is my child that came out of my groin because of what you put me through to save this cause. Because of her infamous threats and what the hell she had on him, which is clear as a bell now, was that goddamn transvestism. And you need to take a look at that letter. We've got copies of it. You need to read that fucking letter in which she was going to do this shit and that shit. They're all falling in shape now. And then that's why I had to end up getting her satisfied so she wouldn't go out and tell all she'd heard us talk about. Which was communism, nothing illegal or immoral, but all the kinds of things that could have damaged us. 5 years of money that we've now gotten to give our children an opportunity. They never would have had that opportunity. May not be important to you, but it is to me. Our children are in the best place they could be in the goddamn world. Our seniors have had the best opportunity of their life. We couldn't have picked a better place. Talk about Russian gods. It's always easy to have gods someplace else. I say the weather-wise, what the world's doing to itself, snow clear up to the goddamn windows of hospitals at this time of the year in places where there shouldn't be any snow. I'm telling you, we couldn't be in a better place than we are right now. And if I hadn't gone through what I did with Mrs. Bitchy Stone, I wouldn't have done it. But he caused it because he was walking up and down Santa Rosa in her expensive negligees and buying women's dresses and wearing out on the street. And you don't believe it? We got a letter. We found it. We found the letter when she wrote me wanting me to do something about it. Well, I did something about it. And he knows what I did about it. And it cost me a pain in my heart and gave me a great opportunity to rear a revolutionary son. And then he's going to take that when he knows that I won't allow that. Because I'm responsible for anything I take on. Not only if I bring you in, but if I adopt you, I'm with you all the way. It's never been my understanding how you can sacrifice people without sacrificing principle. And then he's going to push me to save his ass from 2 years in jail? And you tell me you won't? And he cried and said, I'll come from any part in the world before I ever see that woman. You ought to see his letter that he wrote. All the notes he made about how an unfit woman, how cruel she was. And that's just a few weeks ago he wrote that. Now they're side to side. Not married, but he's out with prostitutes and men in town. She's out with some old fat ass man. And they both look like hell warmed over. All that mess. But all that change in just a few weeks and all I did for him. All I did. And then you tell me you're going back and you will mind your business. Fuck you, I don't believe you. Exactly what the rest of them did. And some of them didn't even have to do it. I believe some of you got character. You wouldn't give out easily. But you don't know when they put you up against the wall and start threatening you with 2 to 5 years or put a little... And that's all they did. They didn't torture him. God forbid that they tortured his little white ass. If they'd put a little pain on him, he'd have probably even done it quicker. So you can understand why we're a little skeptical, aren't we? We will talk about your visiting plans when we get our people where they belong. You ought to look at my eyeballs, brothers, when I'm talking about this. I get nervous when you don't pay attention when I'm talking about this. It's the first place I can't understand why some of you who've been here so long don't feel somewhat of a sickness when you think about anything back there. I don't see why you don't. First, it takes a while. This adjustment. We're conditioned. We're like a bunch of goddamn guinea pigs, you know. We're conditioned. You're just used to things. It takes a time. When you've been here weeks after weeks and you think about Coca-Cola and then immediately think of Coca-Cola and know that Coca-Cola owns property in South Africa where our people are in concentration camps. You know that Coca-Cola was involved in all the scandals in Vietnam, even the pushing of heroin. And all the shit that you think you miss, every one of them, you name them, they've got their dirty...